8 athletes scored in 10 events for the Edgecombe team. Davida Isaacs-Markle, a senior from Craig, just missed breaking into the top 5 in the 1-foot high kick. But to hear him describe it, you have to wonder how anyone can score in this event.
It's basically you're running, you jump off of both feet, you run up and kick with one leg, and when you come back down, you land on the same leg you kicked with. And the other leg cannot touch the ground at all until the officials and judges are pretty sure that you have your balance. The 100 inches, if you're still trying to get a visual of that, it's about the bottom of the basketball net.
A basketball rim, by the way, is 10 feet off the floor. Edgecombe's top finisher in the high kick was Nicole Pingayak, the senior from Chivac and a standout on the Lady Braves state championship basketball team, took second in the event with a kick of 86 inches. The winning competitor, Alice Stick of Wasilla, set a new girls' world record of 91 inches. The top scorer for the Edgecombe boys was 3A heavyweight wrestling champion Jalen Prince, who took first in the Eskimo stick pull, a test of strength that simulates pulling a seal out of a hole in the ice. Another event, the seal hop, also has its origins in seal hunting. Kerry Tikyun, a junior from Eagle River, says it's a grueling event that takes the push-up to a new level.
Seal hop, you go, girls, they go on their palms in a push-up position, and then they hop forward down the court. Yeah, really painful.
The winning girl in the seal hop covered 141 feet, about 1.5 lengths of an NBA basketball court. Edgecombe junior Christian Paul from Kipnook took fourth place in the boys' seal hop. He took fifth in the kneel jump.
The event is where you have to be on your knees on the floor. You have to be on your knees and you have to jump off of the floor and forward and land on your feet. While I was doing that, I had scrapes on the tops of my feet, which I had during practice. It was pretty painful, but I did my best.
Paul covered 54 inches in the kneel jump. Paul and his teammate, Davida Isaacs-Markle, are happy that Mount Edgecombe, as an individual school, held its own against the larger school districts up north. But even though the Native Youth Olympics are an athletic competition now, the participants understand that this is about more than sports.
Each one of these events has to do with tradition, with the Eskimo heritage and culture.
Our ancestors back then, when the Arctic is a pretty harsh area out there, and to learn these skills to be able to survive.
Like the 1-foot high kick was used for an unsuccessful or successful hunt. The toe kick was to use for jumping across ice.
And being able to be light on your feet.
The kneel jump was to help them jump across ice also.
And to build strength for carrying game.
The winning team this year at the 40th Annual Native Youth Olympics was Wasilla with 48 points. The Lower Kuskokwim School District took second with 35. Reporting in Sitka with help from Chris Todd, I'm Robert Woolsey.